Hey guys, not feeling the ads today? Well, you can head on over to patreon.com/MMITM, and there you can get access to our ad-free episodes and exclusive patron content. For $1 a month, you get our buddy tier, which gets you access to that content, and it gets you so that you can download these episodes onto your listening devices, and that's pretty great. For $5 a month, you get our good buddy tier, and for that, you get all that patron-exclusive content, and then you get your name on our website, on the list of patrons page. We're probably going to put that on there soon, so you can be on the lookout for that if you join the good buddy tier for $5 a month. For $20 a month, you get the great buddy tier. That is what you get for the buddy plus the good buddy. So that's access to patron exclusive content and your name on our website, which will be in the great tier. Plus you get entered into our t-shirt club, which gets you MMITM merch every month. Something new and fresh off the presses. This month it'll be a Meet Me in the Middle t-shirt. The one that is on sale right now at customink.com/fundraising/MMITM1. And then for $100 a month, you can get into the Super Buddies tier, which is you get the patron-exclusive content, you get the t-shirt club, you get on the Super tier on the website, and then you get an episode shout-out. If I were you and I were want to do that, I would do it for a month so you get your shout-out, and then you can get out, back down to like maybe the Buddy tier, so you're still in the club, but you still got your shout-out and your name on an episode of Meet Me in the Middle. All right, that's about it. So once again, that's patreon.com/MMITM, and all the information that you have is that you need is on that website. Let's hop into the show. Another episode of Meet Me in the Middle. I'm Xander Fadley.
And I'm Hunter York.
And the World Cup's over.
It is.
The World Cup is over. I'll tell you, the World Cup final had about everything that you could want in it, except for one thing. Let's go with what it did have. It had a set-piece goal, which it combined with an own goal. So own goal ended up with, like, I don't know, 8 goals
in the tournament. It had two absolute stunners.
That the Croatia first goal was
Perisic.
Wowzers.
It was
that
crazy.
Was great touch followed by a great strike.
Pogba actually had a really nice curved shot. Effort. And he just caught the keeper off foot.
He did. Yeah. There were a couple. The goalkeeper did not play very well for Croatia. Yeah.
No.
He had got caught flat-footed on two of the goals. It was entertaining if the game were only about 65 minutes long.
Because
once France got its fourth goal, it got real boring. It just got real boring. And that was what it was missing. This World Cup has had a lot of late goals, a lot of stoppage time, a lot of 87th minute goals. This one did not. It had, like you said, the 70th minute, the game was over. Nothing else happened the rest of the time.
Well, you had that just howler from Lloris.
Right.
Who just kicks it right into Mandžušić's foot. Just kicks it in.
The weirdest little goal, that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's just lucky that it's the one time no one will remember that.
Right,
because you won the World Cup.
Because you won the World Cup about 20 minutes later.
Yeah, so no one cares at that point.
But
the World Cup's over.
World Cup's over.
We're going back into our depressed state.
And we have, 4 extra months to wait this cycle.
Yep.
Because
it's going to be in November.
Because we talked about it last episode that it's in November. Not early November either. It ends December 18th. That is the World Cup final.
What are we going to do that summer?
That summer?
Nothing.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
What, are we going to have to watch baseball?
Nope.
World Series of Poker's on. That sounds decent shout.
Oh, no. Well, maybe the MLS will be better by then.
No.
Four
years?
Hope. Maybe.
In 4 years, we'll be...
You got a beef with the MLS, right?
Do I?
Yeah.
I always have beef, but what's my beef now?
But the beef is that we talked about this. They're playing in Dallas during the summer, outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing in Houston, outdoors in the summer. They're playing in Oklahoma.
Well, I think it was FC
City.
Dallas versus the Timbers.
They're playing in L.A. outside in the summer.
Yeah, sorry, L.A. And there was some game where it was like 110 on field. And it was the worst game ever. proving that they should not be playing right now.
Right. There's a reason why the European leagues play during the winter.
So they don't all die on the field.
Right. And we get it. We get it. There's a lot of competition during that time of year among sports.
But that's what they want. They're like, oh, we want...
If there's a, what, there's a slot... If they had their final... If they had their finals... I mean...
If they had their finals in early March...
In early June,
it would be fine.
If they started the playoffs in like early June, right as the NBA
That way the only time it's hot is at the... Well, no one's watching the playoffs by the end. NBA is tanking because no one cares.
I don't think the NBA is tanking.
Well, do you care at this point? Who's going to win next year?
Probably the Warriors.
No, the Warriors.
Okay. No, well, NBA is next segment. NBA is next segment.
I hate the NBA. I hate it.
Yes, we know you hate the NBA.
It's stupid.
He's an NCAA basketball fan.
I am not an NCAA fan. I am a college basketball fan.
College men's basketball fan.
At the Division I level. Right. There we go.
There we go. Because that includes, well, my alma mater. You still go to school there.
Let's go.
Bisons.
Let's go Bisons.
Yeah. Plural. We got it into the dictionary, so it's real. But MLS, they're playing in the summer. It is so, so darn hot out there down in Texas. The brisket is basically smoking itself in the sun.
Oh. Yeah?
It's hot.
I picked up on that part of it.
It's hot.
Are
you looking for something on your phone?
No, I just don't know where you're going with this because I know it's hot. I know it's hot there. We've discussed that it's stupid to play.
Okay.
Let's move forward.
We'll move forward.
Like, let's talk NBA. Even though I hate the NBA.
All right, we'll move into the NBA.
No, that I hate
it. That was our I guess that was our World Cup wrap up.
Well, what is there to say? France wins.
Belgium won the third place game, so we both got one of the picks right.
But it just, I mean, I understand we're wrapping it up, but it doesn't, it's over.
Yeah, I mean.
It was kind of an anticlimactic ending. I mean, yes, there was a lot of goals, but it was kind of, we all knew France was going to win.
Croatia had played, what, like an extra game almost of stoppage time? Over the
Two.
Two.
Because they played 360 minutes over three matches. And then they had... No, I guess it was one match. I thought they had played more.
It's like an extra...
That's my bad.
It's like an extra match.
Yeah.
Because it's half an hour of extra time, and they played three extra... Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So, they're just... You're going to have fresher legs, and France was just, by and large, better. The best thing about that is that it's going to give the U.S. a really nice boost, even though we weren't in the World Cup, because we drew the World Cup champions with basically the squad they put on the field out there.
Absolutely sick draw. Sick draw.
It was a great draw. A lot of youngsters. Oh, there we go. This is what. Have you watched the Rising series?
No.
USMNT Rising series?
Nope. I made fun of it.
You made fun of it?
Because I'm like, oh, now let's focus on the future as soon as we're not in a World Cup.
It was very strategic. They dropped it the day after the World Cup final because, hey, now you can pay attention to us again. I know we were trying to get you to not think about us for the past month while real teams played. But now you can focus on us. I watched all of them because I was preparing for the podcast.
I didn't watch any because I'm not going to support something that I don't believe in at the moment.
Well, a lot of them were good. Like Tyler Adams was good.
Well, of course they're going to be good because they're actually good players.
But they're supposed to be focusing on like the future. But they had DeAndre Yedlin in there, and he's already 25. I don't know why they had him in there.
Because
Josh Sargent is. Comes off as kind of a dummy.
Really?
Kind of a blockhead. Like, he's great at soccer, but you don't have, you know.
I didn't watch it.
He seems like he's a lot of fun, you know. Wink, wink. Right? He's just a kind of he's a ginger. I think
we just lost our ginger audience.
Listen, gingers are great.
Amen.
Oh,
boy.
Let me get it. I'm parched.
Yikes. Well, yikes. No, I did not watch it because it just really upset me that now they're focusing on the future when they could have been doing it, I don't know, 2 years ago.
Yeah, when we didn't have to play Clint Dempsey, our 32-year-old striker, off the bench.
Yeah, and Landon Donovan, you know.
Well, Landon Donovan.
Landon Donovan is fully a part of the U.S. squad in his mind.
Like, we were still starting Jermaine Jones, the 33-year-old midfielder.
Let's not take away from him. He was pretty good for that World Cup.
He was great in that World Cup.
But after that, you're just like, okay, hey.
He was bridging the gap.
In a nice way to put it, he's like a dying dog where you're like, we love you. We're going to be here for you, but maybe it's time.
I will say that our best group that we have going forward is probably goalkeepers, because we have like three or four pretty good young early 20s goalkeepers. Zach Steffen is the one who got the video.
Well, Steffen's good.
Steffen is good.
He's impressed in his, two matches? Three?
And I will say that we dog on on MLS all the time about not being a good place to have players develop. But goalkeeper is one example where you could probably have good development even if you're in MLS.
Well, he needs to move at some point.
He does, and he probably will, because he was very impressive in the playoffs last year against Atlanta FC.
Okay, here, going back to MLS. Atlanta United?
What? What's Atlanta's team?
Atlanta United.
Okay, Atlanta United.
So the one last thing I'll dog on MLS for is it really hurts transfers. Because we're playing when they're on break, when they like to get transfers in.
Right.
So, if a club wanted Zach Steffen, it makes it very difficult, because now Columbus Crew doesn't have a starting goalkeeper. So, if they played around the same time, then the transfer window lines up where, okay, an American wants to come over. Instead of doing the crap where it's like, yeah, Wayne Rooney, we got him. But he's going to wait 2 months before he even steps on a DC United field.
Because during the summer, they're waiting for all the players are rehabbing. I mean, it's the soccer year is long, very long this year.
A lot of them are on vacation, rehabbing.
Yeah, that's why Ronaldo was on vacation the day after he lost and it was eliminated from World Cup.
Well, you're given, I believe, by FIFA requirements, 3 weeks. You're given that long as a player. A lot of them don't take 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But that's why you won't see... Like, Man City's in Chicago this Friday against Dortmund, and it's mainly young players and guys who are going to sell, because all of our stars just got bounced from the World Cup.
You got 3 weeks after you get bounced from the World Cup. That's what you were meaning.
Yeah, okay. So they're gone. So, right. I mean, Joe Hart will probably start in goal.
I mean, you had a lot of players.
Sané is the only guy on the team that you go, oh, okay, who's in the traveling squad. Like, if you play FIFA or something, you'll recognize guys.
And guess what? Belgium would have won the World Cup if he was on that squad.
Good thing he's German.
Germany would have made it out of the group stages.
Bingo.
If
I mean, I saw where you were going, and then I am here.
You know, Belgium, Germany, they're right beside each other.
I think you're just racist.
De Bruyne sounds pretty German as a name.
I think he sounds pretty Belgian.
He's also Belgian. He's also a ginger. Another good ginger.
I think he gives hope that gingers do have souls. Because no man can show that much passion on a field without having a soul.
The other question mark for my USMNT Rising was Matt Biazga was one of them.
He's good.
I liked his video. I liked him. He seemed like a nice guy. It's just he's not a name that he. As a defender, I guess your job is to not really be noticeable if you're like a true defender and not a Kyle Walker type defender where you get up all the time, or a DeAndre Yedlin type defender where you are streaking up the sides all the time. Miazga's a center defender. He's supposed to be back there, and you're not supposed to hear his name because that means he probably made a mistake.
True.
Or he scored on a set piece. John Brooks. All right. I'm glad we got back on topic to soccer.
Just whatever.
This will probably be our last soccer segment for a while. We may have some news updates for just transfers later on, but we probably
We're going to be an MLS podcast from now on.
No, we're not going to be an MLS podcast unless something goes through, which we put in for. Then we might be an MLS podcast for like a week.
Exclusive.
We put in for press credentials for MLS All-Star Week.
Cut this out. Cut it.
Not supposed to know. We probably won't get accepted, but, you know.
I would really find it good if I got accepted. They'd be like, whoa.
Just Hunter got accepted for Meet Me. No, you haven't put in for anybody else, have you?
Nope.
Okay, good.
What do you mean?
That hurt my feelings.
No, I don't. I haven't put in for press credentials in a minute. Never been turned down, though, so you could successfully help me on my downward fall.
No, because you didn't go in for it, so you can just blame me. Say I worded it wrong, say I didn't give you enough credentials, things like that.
True. I'll just blame you. Be like, whoa, MLS. I'm the real talent.
MLS, come on. I'm actually a real journalist. Reviewer?
I mean, I'm a journalist. I don't know. I'm not one of those jerky journalists.
You're not as part of my take.
A big J?
A big J.
No,
big
I'm, not J a, journalist. I'm not a big J. No. No.
We're just having fun.
When you put a little J in something and you're trying to fix it. Uh-huh. To make it look better, I'm kind of like halfway fixing it to a big J, but I don't want to be a big J.
Okay.
I don't like big J, because they're jerks.
Yeah. They're like, no fun.
They're like, oh, so-and-so is having an affair, and I'm like...
Who's your least favorite big J journalist?
Colin Coward.
Colin Coward, really?
Don't like him. That's a tough one. I don't like Colin Coward. I really don't like Stephen A. Smith.
Uh-huh.
No, that's it. I don't like Stephen A.
Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah, I thought about it. I don't like him.
I don't like Dan Dockich. I don't like
A good one. I hate Dan Dockich.
I really don't like Dan Dockich.
I'm the preeminent source of Indiana basketball. No one cares about you, Dan Dockich.
You're on blast, Dan Dockich.
So in Tennessee, people are like, oh, Dan Dockich. He knows a lot about Indiana basketball. I'm like, yeah, he thinks he does.
Yeah.
He just kind of took the mic from people and went, I am the source of Indiana basketball.
That's my college big J journalist I don't like. I can break him down into segments.
I don't like Adam Schefter. Kind of a tool bag.
I don't like Schefter.
Look at him. Look at how he dresses.
No, he does.
He wears kid suits.
He's got the slick back. Well, that's just because he's a diminutive person.
But he's like, yeah, I'm Adam Schefter, and I know something you don't.
Look, I can catch this ball with the gloves on that make it so I can catch anything.
Look.
Remember there was a segment about that?
Look, hey, I'm Adam Schefter. I have 17 phones, and I don't text my wife back. That's Adam Schefter.
Oh, dear.
Do you think he texts his wife? No way. He just shows up at home and leaves at 2 a.m.
I don't even know if he's married.
Come on.
I haven't watched ESPN in a long time. I got to check out his hands, see if he's got that ring on.
They don't show the hands because it's a... They're a very progressive ESPN.
I think we can both agree that one of our least favorite Big J journalists is... I've been trying to think of her name the entire time. But you know who I'm going for.
Is it Jemele Hill?
Jemele Hill.
Yeah, we're calling out Big J's right now. Because Jemele Hill is just the worst. She calls out people for the color of their skin for no reason. And if you don't agree with her, you're a racist.
Right.
Which is just the most ridiculous thing to say as a journalist.
It's not, it's just, it's like using I when you're in an article, if it's not like a boot review or something.
Yeah.
It's like once you use I in what is supposed to be like a real article, you're going to lose a part of the audience because you've lost all the veil of objectivity that you're supposed to have as a Big J journalist. You're supposed to be objective as a journalist. And that's why a lot of sports people get in trouble because they're very obviously not objective. Whether they have a favorite team or they're, you know, just very...
Example, Brian Windhorst.
Brian Windhorst.
The guy who literally is paid to follow LeBron around. And he's, like, the biggest LeBron fan. If LeBron has, like, the worst game of his career, he goes, yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's suffering from a cramp in his left pinky toe. And you're just like, get out of here.
Wasn't he live on some broadcast?
And he cried.
It was like he flipped out.
Yeah, when LeBron
after the Lakers trade live on television.
Yeah. What a baby.
Well, he kind of looks like one. Kind of looks like a big baby.
Well, he looks like a guy who'd follow LeBron James around and be like, hey, LeBron, like, can I please, sir?
He looks like underneath his suit, he probably wears like a LeBron, like custom tee.
No, he's like probably, a big if he took out his suit, team. We'd figure out he's two kids.
he's two kids. Actually, they're side by side. That's why he's so wide.
Maybe it's four kids.
Maybe it's four kids. I don't know.
They could only get one suit, so one leg, one arm, and then one head.
All right, so this segment was apparently soccer and Big J's on blast.
Ooh, Big J's on blast. New segment alert.
We can't call him Big J's because that's like another podcast thing.
Kravitz. What's his name? Bob?
Bob Kravitz.
I hate that guy.
Bob Lamey, if we're just going for like local Indiana people. That guy is the most bipolar play-by-play announcer you will ever hear.
And the Colts. Oh, they're winning. I'm a Colts fan.
Oh, what are you doing?
You'd think the Hindenburg was falling again?
Oh, there are heroes. Man, are they?
It's basically like if anyone throws an interception. You just think the Lucas oil came down.
There we go. Quick YouTube clip to watch. Go watch that Hindenburg crash with the audio. It's pretty crazy. First of all, the visuals are nuts. Second of all, the old man in the 20s or whatever it happened in just go, oh, the humanity.
Also, don't do that if you don't want to be depressed because a bunch of people died, Xander. Way to be a jerk.
It was more visually spectacular than actual tragedy.
Man, I really hope my death's like that, where they just go, wow, that was visually stunning.
That was visually stunning, but only one person died. So it's like, okay. You know?
It's like a car crash. You're basically saying, eh, whatever.
It was like the earthquake in, what was it, Singapore, where like the building was literally like hanging over at a 45-degree angle, but I don't think anybody died.
See, that's cool.
That's cool.
See, but when you say, oh, the Hindenburg, that's pretty cool. A lot of people died.
Visually stunning. Okay, well, when we get back, we'll talk about NBA because a lot of stuff is going on there.
Also,
right now.
NBA is the worst.
Also, Hunter hates the NBA, but there's some fun topics we can talk about. It's not about the NBA. It's about the people around
you. It's a players' league.
Yeah, it's a players' league.
And I'm about to prove that wrong.
True. We'll be back in a sec.
Hey guys, if you've been over to meetmeinthemiddle.co recently, if you have, you've seen a pretty great looking website. Do you know how it's great? It's because we use WordPress. At WordPress, their goal, their mission is to democratize publishing one website at a time. They offer a free and open source web publishing platform. In fact, so many people use this free platform that is powering 28% of the internet right now. You can start a blog or build a website in seconds without any technical knowledge. That's how easy they make it for you. 409 million people view over 15.5 billion pages each month. So there are people moving through these websites. But, you know, when you're powering 28% of the internet, things are going to be viewed a lot. They keep their material constantly updated. Almost every day they got updates moving through to protect you from various things and to help you along. They're always developing services like Gravatar, SimpleNote, and AskMet, which is an anti-spam software. So it keeps bots on the internet, keeps them from cluttering up your page with weird comments about, you know, some randomly generated nonsense that's not fun for anybody. And all that is to help enhance your web experience. Now, the way that they can offer it for free is that they have upgrades available. We use just the first tier that you pay for, and that gets us a lot more data storage on the website, and it gives us a custom domain. If you go higher, you can get search engine optimization help and design help from people who work there. Whether you're a blogger or website owner, this is a great place to make your mark on the internet. And they would love to become your home on the web. That's WordPress.com. And you can find us at meetmeinthemiddle.co.
And we're back from the break.
See.
NBA time. So I don't know if you guys know this, but the Spurs and Kawhi Leonard don't like each other.
They hate each other.
And they have not liked each other for probably this entire last season up until this point. So they exiled them to another country is what they did. That's what I saw. That I saw somebody make that comment. It's a very true comment. The Spurs exiled Kawhi Leonard to Canada and the Toronto Raptors and got back.
I've got the trade right here.
Let's see if I can remember. It's Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a protected 2019 first rounder.
Yep. I mean, way to go. You just took my thing.
I was not reading that.
Welcome to the Xander Fadley podcast.
This is my podcast now because I've shown that I am dominant over this.
Yikes.
Okay. Eish.
Yikes.
Nope, we are equals.
Do you know how the pick's protected? Because I do.
No, go ahead and tell me how the pick is protected.
One through 20.
1 through 20? Wow, that is quite protected.
Oh, yeah.
They're
probably going to get it back.
Yeah, it'll get bounced to a different year, right? I think it gets bounced to
2020. Dude, I don't know how that crap works. All I do is trade it during NBA 2K sessions.
You just throw it in. Listen, this is the best way to run your 2K franchise. you at 30 years old, you get rid of your good players for younger players who are basically just as good and throw in a pick because it's like you're getting a great pick. That's yeah. That's how I've done it in the past, and it's worked out great.
Well, here's what I do. I just trade a ton of people.
Trade them all.
First year.
Oh, wait, you don't do fantasy draft?
No, because I'm a real man.
Okay,
I work with what I got. Fine.
I like fantasy draft.
Well, I trade everyone that's of worth early, and I get back nothing.
You get back picks?
So I have just a crud ton of picks. Call me Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge.
And then, then I'll have like 100 million cap space because we stink.
Right.
And then I'm real good the rest of the time because, oh, what's that? Kevin Durant? Oh, you're a free agent? Oh.
Wouldn't you love to come to Memphis?
Clint Capella? What's up, buddy?
Clint Capella?
Well, he's young. He's a young center. Build around him.
What is that, 26?
He's like 24.
Okay, it was 2 years off. Jeez.
That's a lot in the NBA.
No, and then no. There's a big difference between 28 and 30 in the NBA.
And then I signed, like, or then in the next year's draft, and I've got, like, five top picks.
We played this at his house the other day. And what the Suns ended up getting like 6 first round draft picks
in the top 10.
And yeah, it was like they had 4 top 10 draft picks.
They kept trading
6 lottery picks. They would trade back like 2 spots and get 2 lottery picks. They drafted nearly like they drafted half a squad in the first round of the draft.
They ended up stinking though.
Well, yeah, because they had half their roster was literally rookies.
Yeah, but it was funny because it was like, well, how'd they get all these picks? Turns out, like, I started that trend because I traded him a top pick for, like, I think it was Booker. It was like a top pick, a player, and Booker. I got Booker back. Have you ever successfully done a 3-team trade on there? I can't ever get it to work.
I don't know if I ever tried because I'm like, why do I need to
do like this? 5 years down the road when they abolish, like, the salary cap for some reason.
Oh yeah, I haven't played the game new enough. They vote on. They have a new mechanic where every year you can vote on rule changes, and like every year there's one that's like abolish the lottery, and it's like 17. It's like 28 no votes and 2 yes votes. I'm like, who proposed this, and why did you vote yes?
Well, the best is when it's like get rid of the salary cap and hard cap. So it's just like. Free will at that point.
Yeah, at that point, it's like...
It's the easiest thing to be really good then.
The entire
because
NBA...
Because you just wait till free agency and just offer them whatever.
Right. But it still doesn't really work super well. Because it's like it's still like, oh, there's still a restriction somewhere. You can't give them $1 billion.
Well, yeah, they make it where it's they don't have it, but you also have a cap of $1 billion. Like, for the team. So it's weird. I mean... Per year.
Just $1 billion
I got to the point in the thing where it was like the 2022 draft or something, and LeBron James Jr. was created in there. So I got to play a 42-year-old LeBron James with his son.
That's going to happen, first of all.
And his son, not so good.
Well, that's
LeBron at that age, pretty good. Still like an 88. You're just like, stupid.
He's a 98 and he's 33 years old.
He was playing point for me.
He was playing point guard?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that they still haven't done a very good job of when they start auto-generating classes. They don't ever get good, you know?
It's like, no, there's like one guy every year that you're like, whoa, not bad. And then that's
but
it.
But he tops out like 85 in his career. Yeah. And you're like, I've used my unlocked potential on him every year in training camp. He's an A-plus potential, and he's still only an 85.
And this is video game
review. Yeah, I don't know how this... Well, this is actually more of a video game review. It's not a video game review preview.
Well, we got to talk about trades and stuff, but Kawhi...
Let's get back to the real world.
I'm going to talk about this.
Okay, you go ahead.
Kawhi hates the trade...
Yes.
DeMar hates the trade.
Correct.
Why? Why do it? Because neither of them want to be where they're at now.
Yeah, it makes sense for the Spurs because they hate Kawhi and they wanted to get rid of him. And they got Jakob Poeltl, who's not bad.
I'm glad that 2 people out of 4 will enjoy the trade. Jakob Poeltl will be like, hey.
And the guy who's getting drafted by the Spurs. And,
well, Danny Green's going to Toronto.
He's probably fine with that, I guess.
I don't think Danny Green has a personality. You ever seen that guy play?
Oh, and Kawhi does?
Kawhi is more of a, let me pout. personality.
Quietly. I'm not going to say
anything. Like, yeah, my foot's hurt. What's wrong with it? Trust me, it's hurt.
It's, you know.
Was it his foot?
Injured. His quad?
Oh,
lower, let's go with hockey terms. It was a lower body.
You know
injury.
What? Good for him saying quad. Because then, like, if someone, like, doubts you, you go, oh, I'm sorry. You feel this pain.
Can you feel the strain in my quad? Can you feel it for
Can
me?
Can you feel that? It's pulled. Strained. They'll be like, oh, sorry.
The Spurs made it very clear early on, though. They're like, we're not going to keep him in. If we trade him, slash when we trade him, we're not going to keep him in the West. We're going to trade him East. And then, like, Kawhi's like, no, I don't want to be traded. If I'm not going to go to the Lakers, I'm just going to stay around and leave next year. And you guys aren't going to get anything.
Well,
like,
well,
we're not going to let that happen, Kawhi.
Well, it's like Kawhi tried to do the opposite of Paul George, where Paul George said, hey, I don't want to be here. Please trade me now so I don't waste a year here when he was at the Pacers.
It worked out for both sides, really.
And then Kawhi was like, I'm pretty content with just wasting your time.
Yeah. So I'm going to waste this last year. Like,
I'm going to re-injure the quad somehow.
He's gonna Ricky Bobby it. I can't feel my legs.
Can we just talk about, like, everyone's expecting him to be so good when he's played, like, no basketball, like, the last year.
Well,
that's a tough ask to be top of the game again.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same reason why the Boston Celtics could maybe not be great, right? Because both their stars. Well, I mean, they have Jason. They have their young stars.
Did you see speaking of 2K, Tatum's a 87.
It's a pretty good second year kid.
Jeez,
I don't think he's actually that good.
I think he's pretty good.
He's pretty good, but 87's really high.
If let me tell you, Ben Simmons, or no, Joel Embiid is like a 90. I'm gonna quit. Joel Embiid is not good.
I don't think they can do
that. I don't think he's that good.
If Jason Tatum's an 87, they'll probably make an 80, maybe an 87, too.
Donovan Mitchell should be like an 88, then.
Donovan Mitchell is very good.
He's the guy.
Spider.
In Utah.
Spider Mitchell. Welcome to Utah.
He should have.
Second episode in a row.
Hot debate. He
should have been Rookie of the Year. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he's the only true rookie that was that good.
He was very good.
Ben Simmons, you're not a rookie. You can go home, put this on your
go
mantle.
Back to Australia.
Yeah, put this on your mantle so we can all go, oh, yeah, that's right. You did steal that from under Donovan Mitchell because you were like, well, I didn't play last year.
Yeah, I was out.
Yeah, out with a Philadelphia Sixers flu where they're all out 1 year.
Yeah, we like to put them on the shelf for a year.
They've successfully done the Euro stash in America. Yeah, you're sick. You're hurt.
Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge,
Markel nudge. Fultz, you can't shoot a jump shot at
all.
You're
not going to play.
We still haven't ever seen him shoot a jump shot.
Well, I mean, that's true.
It's pretty bad when they say, like, yeah, we had to reteach him how to shoot. And I'm like, that's 99% of basketball. Like, right there.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, I think Clint Capella who, like, taught himself three different ways to shoot a free throw in the same year?
Yeah.
He's like, I tried to do it left-handed for a couple weeks.
There's
couple,
always those guys weeks. Where you're just like, well, I was just doing it just in case I broke my hand. I'm like,
No.
I mean, that's smart, I guess.
Yeah.
But, nah, I'd rather just vacation with my $1 million.
Oh, just a million?
Well, you know, you keep the rest in a vault.
Ah.
Save.
So, you know, build
invest
up.
In some pizza companies.
There you go. Blaze.
Maybe invest in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Even though Liverpool. I have beef with Liverpool. I'll get to it later. Big beef.
Oh, we're going to have a beef. Yeah. Well, the segment's up next, and we'll get to all of our segments.
We got beef.
Yeah.
With a lot of people.
We've got several beefs.
Basically, this trade was stupid. No one knows why it happened. Neither of them are going to be there.
No, we know why the
two.
Spurs did it.
Well, yes, but they could have. The only reason they did it is because they went, oh, we got an all-star out of it. That's it.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan.
They got the least all-star ever.
And he's the all-star who made it just because all of Canada voted for him.
Can we just, like, him and Kyle Lowry might be the two most boring all-stars.
Yeah.
They belonged in Canada.
They did.
Because you're just like...
I guess putting them on the Spurs is, like, the next best step, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Because the Spurs are a very good team. Because they're a team. There's no one who's so boring. I know. That's what I'm saying.
No one shines on the Spurs.
They collectively glow.
Greg Popovich is going to be a fantastic, like, under 10s AAU coach after this. Because they're just going to be that team that's scrappy, plays hard defense.
He's a very good coach, but I really wish he would stick more to basketball.
Oh, yeah, real political guy.
Very political. And it makes it, I mean, the Spurs are already not super fun to watch, and, like, that's just making it so. And he's getting more and more curmudgeonly, really, in these interviews.
Yeah.
He's getting very curmudgeonly, and it's just not fun.
I think it's time to move on.
We're calling Popovich curmudgeonly. It's time to move on.
Yep, time to move him on.
Oh, time to move him on. Yeah. On to greener pastures, Greg Popovich.
Yeah, the farm upstate.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Take him out back like Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
Put him down easy.
We're going to pull an Anton Chigurh on him.
What?
No Country for Old Men.
Oh,
okay. Anton Chigurh. It's the cattle pistol thing.
Oh.
The piston. Yeah.
It's not really a pistol.
Okay, sorry.
More just a giant nail that kills them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it could. It's also an It. I just watched It the other day. The new one. And the kid kills sheep with the
giant nail gun, basically, because that's what it is.
It's a pneumatic piston.
There you go. It's okay.
What?
It is okay.
It's fine. Yeah, the movie It is fine. It's just...
It's hard to talk about it, because when you say it's fine, you're like, okay, what?
We're talking about the movie It. It is fine. It's just all of the villains have no redeeming qualities in it. Like, the bully is the worst bully that could ever have existed, ever. I mean, granted, it was written by Stephen King when he was high on coke, which is basically his entire life. So he was like, oh, yeah, there's this bully. And he's like, the worst bully ever. And he carves his name into a kid's belly. Yeah. And then his dad's a cop. But his dad's a bad cop because he's mean to his son. And he makes him try to dance like a cowboy. Like, bow, 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 shooting around his feet, dance, boy, dance.
Whoa.
That's how Stephen King talks when he's high on coke writing a book.
Jeez. I wish there was a video camera in here because that was intense. That was... I believed you snorted something right before that. Yeesh. We'll see how the rest of this pod goes. Because, my gosh.
Dude, I'm just high on life, bro.
Don't think that's...
That's a different high.
I don't think that's a real high.
No, that's what people on
weed I've tried, say. Man. I've sat outside going, nothing happens.
Oh, allergies.
Oh, true. I had some pretty bad allergies last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I woke up and I was like...
BT dubs. We would have been back sooner, but Hunter lost his voice.
Yeah, like 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
It's nice.
We were planning to do this episode 2 days ago and then yesterday, which is why we're going to get to the questions that you sent to
I almost forgot about those.
I did it. Don't worry. It's in our segment. We'll do it in the segment, which we'll get to right after this break.
Which I'm saying the last word, finally.
Hey, what you using to listen to this right now? What is it? What are you using, Apple Podcasts? Nah, that's bogus. Go with Stitcher. Stitcher is radio on demand. It's a free app that you can download right now for your iOS device, your Android, your Nook, your iPad, your car dashboard, your whichever you would want to do with this on. It is a thing where you can listen anytime, anywhere to your favorite podcasts. Your Pardon My Takes, your Comedy Bang Bangs, your How Did This Get Made, your With Special Guest Lauren Lapkus's, your Long Nights, the Wolverine Drama, your WTFs, comedy specials. They actually have Weird Al Yankovic's entire last tour on there right now for a limited time only. That's pretty crazy. And you go on there. I mean, that's just a small sliver of the 20,000 shows that you can discover on there. They've got entertainment, sports, news. They got comedy. They've got dramas. They got all sorts of things, new and old. All of it is on there, and you can get it for free on demand and on the go. There's no downloading, no syncing, no wasted space. You stream your favorite podcasts whenever and wherever you want, and if you want to, you can upgrade to Stitcher Premium, and on that, you get ad-free episodes of all that stuff, and except for this one. You don't get ad-free for our stuff, but you get that. And you get access to the archive of old show episodes. So for those things that you can that are evergreen podcasts, unlike this one, which means that you can listen to them anytime, you can get those. So download the Stitcher app today and use it either for free or use Stitcher Premium. It is by far the best way to enjoy your podcasts every day.
Let's jump into this, bro. Yeah. We're back.
No editing. We'll leave it in.
Yeah. Thank goodness I didn't yell out that curse word.
Segment.
It's time for segment.
Segment?
We're debuting.
Did you say segment?
It's segment.
Segment.
It's capital S segment. It's the segment. we're debuting two new segments in the segment today. First one up is we've got Cues from Yous.
Yeesh. I don't like that. Quite. All right. Questions from football boot review fans.
I should not laugh at my own jokes that much.
That's sad.
That was a terrible. I'm sorry. I was riffing a title. It was terrible. We asked for questions on all of the platforms, including on FBR stuff, football boot review stuff. And all of these came from the football boot review Instagram because no one follows Meet Me in the Middle on anything.
I also felt really bad because I said, I'll answer these on the Instagram. And I didn't answer any. So I was just like, I'll answer on the pod.
Answer on the pod tomorrow because you also said we'll answer them on the here and on the podcast today, which was yesterday.
Yeah, I clarified. So
I didn't clarify on Meet Me in the Middle.
It's not a ton because there were some that were just dumb. No offense.
He's the only one who's seeing these, so he's got to tell me what these are. He said there were a couple that were pretty outrageous.
Do you want me to start with those?
Yeah, go ahead and start with those.
Well, I have one that was like, hey, yo, I live in Thailand. Are you trying to send me free boots?
Nope, that's not a question for a podcast.
Not a good question. I said there was another that was like, you want to hook me up with free boots? Said no.
These have a theme.
There was another that said, free boots? Question mark. And then I replied to that one. I said no.
The answer is yes, I get them.
But then there was like some that were just like, you know, can I get a shout out? Do you want to work together? From like a guy with like 5 followers. It's like,
I guess he's looking for a boost.
Like, no, sorry.
No.
So anyway, the real question is,
I really want to do this work.
I didn't get them all because I didn't want a ton of them. But number one was actually for us. There was a couple, like, for us.
Yeah, they're actually, like, actual ones for the podcast.
Yeah, so what made you want to start a podcast?
You can go first.
Well, I mean, we had talked about it. It was kind of one of those things where we already talked about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we talked. Mostly it was at Taco Bell. We would just talk about this stuff. People think...
So shout out Taco Bell. It's all you.
People in our life say that we are fun to listen to talk.
Mm.
Was that a mm-hmm or like a mm?
It's a good mix of both.
I don't know. We wanted to, and I had the time to put it all together. So
and I just show up.
That's right. He shows up. He does it. Then I do the rest.
I'm like the marketing guy that you see once a week in like the office because every other time he's out taking, quote unquote, clients to lunch.
That's right. That's you got to take clients to lunch. Use that company card. So,
you should get one.
Why did we want to start it? Because we wanted to. I don't know. It felt like something fun to do.
Yeah.
And we have the technology.
Oh boy.
That's what is that? Is that Million Dollar Man?
Million Dollar Baby.
No. It's like the 70s show, the Million Dollar Man or whatever.
Yeah. We have the technology to rebuild him.
That's right. That's one. Yeah. I'll take the next one. When did you start podcasts? We started we had an episode from, I believe, January in 2016 that never... No, I think I did release it recently.
Yeah.
And I went back and I said, this is from the archives. It's forever ago. I don't know why you want to listen to it because...
We have come leaps and bounds from where we were.
We had degrees of sound quality going through, and we're at a better stage now. Not great.
It'll get better.
We started in 2016.
We've only really become consistent since... I'd say late last year we started becoming consistent, and then this year we've definitely been.
Spurts of consistency, mostly during the summers because you're in Indy.
But we're probably going to be back in Indy next year. So.
That's right. So now that we...
Maybe sooner.
And you guys have heard our recent episode, which was remote. It sounded pretty good.
Yeah,
maybe it sounded better than our regular episodes. So we figured that out. So I think we're gonna stay consistent. We're going to make time, and we're going to get this stuff out to you regularly.
We're going to try.
Next one is for you, so.
When did you start football boot review? 2014, I think.
You've been doing it for a good bit.
I think it's 2014, maybe late 2013. I can't remember. No, it was 2014. It was 2014. I remember I was already riding with Soccer Pro just for a little bit, and I saw an opportunity to start a Instagram page at the time, and it just took off from there. So,
yeah,
2014, I think, kind of.
Boy, that's 4 years.
Ugh. Yeah, I've been riding for 5. So 4 years of football boot review, 5 of that. That's pretty impressive, the growth it's had in that amount of time. I mean, hope it gets better. Yeah. But I guess this can be both of us.
This one, I mean, it's about for the two of you. So how long have you two known each other? For a long while. It's been a bit.
I moved here in 03.
03. So, because his dad got a job at my church as the preacher.
So, we met in 03, but we weren't really friends.
Well, we're in different grades. So during elementary school and middle school,
we give each other those awkward, like, I know you.
We walk past each other in the hallway and we would do the classic, if you're from the Midwest, you know, you just like the little head nod.
It's like a twitch.
It's like a twitch in your back and it's up. It's an up head nod.
It's like there's a fly on your head. You don't want to swat it. You're just like, oop.
Or when you're flipping your hair, you kind of.
Yeah, so you just give each other a little nod.
Hey.
But we weren't really close till. I think middle school. I think you were 8th grade, I was 7th. Probably, we started getting closer.
Probably when we both got into the youth group at church.
Oh, so I guess my 6th grade, you 7th grade.
Right. And then,
it's like,
I don't know, it just happened. I just started spending the night at your house all the time.
Didn't want
to spend the night at my house.
Because your old house was haunted.
Old house was creepy and probably haunted.
No, it was haunted.
It was.
I have a story about that.
If it wasn't haunted, it was absolutely creepy.
It was haunted. Me and several other people who've stayed there have all agreed.
Several other people? Oh, my.
Well, your sisters.
Oh, friend. Well, yes.
But it was.
Sister's friend and my sister as well.
Yeah, they were. It was haunted. It was.
Yeah, he spent the night at my house a total of one time, and I believe I was 18 and you were 17.
Yeah, and I left because, short story, I showed up. That night I couldn't sleep, and it looked like someone was holding like an old-timey lantern walking up to your door. And then I'd look out, and they'd look, and it looked like they ran away.
Wow.
So then the next morning, somehow I fell asleep.
Never told me about this.
No. But, the next morning, we were going golfing, I believe.
You must have done it twice then. I was talking about the time right after camp when.
That's different. It was twice.
Okay.
That time I didn't have any issues. I was so tired I didn't care.
So since 08?
That wasn't the end of the story.
Oh, okay. We'll keep going.
It's very short. But the.
So there's the lantern
next morning,
person outside,
we woke up to go golfing.
Right.
And I said, I forgot my phone downstairs. Uh-huh. Well, when I went up, the laundry door to the basement was closed. And when I went back down, it was wide open.
Yeah, this is the one that I have heard of. I did not hear about that lantern thing before.
That was the same night.
Well, I don't blame you for only coming back one other time other than that.
You were always like, you want to come over now? I'm like, hey, man, my house is open.
No, I understood. Because I never really asked you to come over to my house. It was always like, hey, want to hang out? And you're like, yeah. So when can I come over? That was the next question.
I was like,
I'll ask.
But I'm here all the time now. Your new house.
Yeah, new house is very nice. It's very comfortable.
Do you want to ask me some of these? And then we
we'll go a little bit.
Well, there's a few we can both answer later on.
Yeah, because I don't have as much experience with like favorite cleat at ATM at the moment.
Ooh.
There's some new cleats that just got released that are pretty slick.
The
Adidas Shadow Pack is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you haven't tested those.
Well, I mean, I guess in terms of looks, anything blackout is usually a big hit for me. I like how whiteouts look, but they stay white for literally in the box.
Right. You take them out, walking carpet, and all of a sudden they're a little gray.
Yeah. So, favorite cleat to wear at the moment... probably either the new Nemesis 18 Plus, which is the laceless, like, messy boot.
Yeah.
That's surprisingly good. I really liked the Hyper Venom, the current one, when I had it a while, like last summer.
Yeah. My favorite cleat, you guys don't care about what I think, but no, my favorite cleat, I like Evo Powers because...
Oh, yeah, those are...
They work very well for me as a soccer boot. Those have changed
so much, it's crazy. Like, that first one, I think it's the one you have, that was my favorite Evo Power because it just was so flexible, so soft, had pads in it.
But it also was...
I recommended it to you because I said, hey, man, these are sweet.
And they were wide because I got fat feet.
Yeah, they are wide.
Favorite jersey at the moment? So it can be...
Biasly Man City. They're Holmes, always Holmes.
Yeah.
But I really liked the...
The Belgium red uniform for those this were World nice. Cup. Those were really nice.
I really actually liked the Saudi Arabia whites this World
Cup. Really?
Yeah.
Were they just like white and gold?
They were white with the green logo and like green accents. Oh. It looked pretty cool to me. It was very plain, but it worked well.
A lot of people say the Nigeria stripy ones were cool, but I didn't care.
I have it. I like it, but I don't think
it's a little too flashy for me.
It's a lot, yeah. I have it because I like flashy stuff.
The Argentina charcoal / blacks from this World Cup were pretty cool.
It really depends what you're looking for because you look at some obscure clubs, they have some cool jerseys, but you can't get them.
Right. You have to order them knockoff from ChinaShop.com or something.
ChinaShop.
What is the one you use?
I don't use any of them.
Oh, that's but right. But
there's...
Used to use before you got your hookups.
No, I know people that use different sites, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say them.
No, let's not say them.
But I've never used them.
Never.
I get them free. Why would I need them?
You don't. That's what I'm saying.
It's a top-end, bro.
Just a quick thing. It is impossible for me to sound sincere about anything.
No, I know.
And I often will say, I'm serious about that.
Hey, we have two. This is one for both of us. Who is going to be in the top four of the Premier League this season?
You know, I'll bundle something else in there, too. Ooh. We'll say top four of UCL as well, Champions League.
That's tough.
I know it's tough, but, you know.
All right. Premier League, I'm going...
City will be...
I'm going fourth to top.
Oh, you're actually. I was just gonna give four teams. I think will be up there.
Oh, we can do that.
No, you can do how you want to.
Actually, I'll start from the top. One, City. I think two. I'm gonna go Liverpool. Three, United. Four, Chelsea.
Chelsea. All right.
I don't think Tottenham's gonna do that good.
I'll say. This is silly because I don't think this will actually happen. It's kind of like the World Cup.
Oh, boy.
Tottenham's going to win it this year.
Yeah. When have they won
Harry
a trophy?
Harry Kane.
Yeah?
He's going to win it all.
No, he's going to get transferred this year. Watch.
What? No, Tottenham's not going to win it. I'm kidding. City is probably going to win it. I agree. They're so much fun to watch, too, you know?
Yeah.
They're just a great team to watch.
I agree.
I'm going to put United, too, just because I think the storylines will be fun. I don't know how close it'll be. It was kind of like this year, right? United was second, but they were behind by 20 points.
Yeah.
So it's like...
It's like, hey, nice.
Well, you know, you guys are in second, but the gap between me and you is the same between you and, like, 15th or something. It's crazy. Third, I'm going to go with... Oh, not Arsenal.
Well, that might be not a bad shout because they got the new manager.
I'll put them in fourth.
So where they always finish? They always finish fourth.
You know what? Fine. I'll put them in third. Arsenal in third. Woohoo!
It's like the most. Yeah. When you say Arsenal, you're like, oh, fourth. Like, they'll get fourth.
And I want to go. Who got promoted this year?
Fulham.
Fulham.
We'll Wolves. Go Wolves. Fulham.
No, I want the Wolverhampton Wolves. Put them in fourth. They will not be there, but I'll put them in fourth.
You never know.
I'm going to put them in fourth. Leicester City won it. It's still a crazy thing. Next, think U.S. soccer can win World Cup in our lifetime. Yes, I think so.
Yeah, in our lifetime,
I'm 25. I would hope that we'd be able to get pretty close to winning one.
Well, I mean, in our lifetime, that's a ton of World Cups.
I think a big problem for us will be 3 World Cups from now. Because the next two, our team is right now there.
Yeah, that's the scary part. It's like, if we're going to do it soon, it's the next two.
Yeah, because I don't know if anybody, I don't trust our youth system. These next two World Cups are our best chances as of right now because I don't know, because we're bad at transitions. We don't do transitions well. We've showed that again and again because we didn't get from the one that from like 4 World Cups ago. We didn't get to the one that we had 2 World Cups ago. So I think our best chances are in these next 2 World Cups. Hopefully we can do it in the USA World Cup, which is the World Cup after the one in Qatar, or Qatar, whatever they say. Qatar. What?
Oh, gross.
What happened?
Excuse you. Bless you.
I just had like a epiglottal tremor.
Kazuntite.
You next one.
Why didn't football come home?
Oh, that wasn't the question. But we can answer that one. Why didn't football come home? Because they weren't good enough. I think that's a simple answer. They were a young squad, and they couldn't put it up. They couldn't put it together.
They got outclassed by a Croatian team that just refused to quit. That's it.
Yeah, they were in there. That was it. They were playing. They're a team going into their primes versus a team in their primes.
Yep, absolutely.
Next World Cup, they'll be better.
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully. Sorry, I skipped a question.
I'll get this next one. Players to watch this season in soccer. Well, there's always Messi. We'll see how Ronaldo does.
I was going to say Italy. Ronaldo's got to be one since he just moved out of nowhere.
And he may just end up pwning the entire boot of Italy.
Well, it's like when we listen to PMT where he's like, well, they only play defense. So when he gets that one free kick, he's going to win one out every game.
Yeah. That's all he has to do. And you score once every game. That's like 30 goals.
I'm going to say, let's go. What's his name? Where did he go? There's a guy, Sean. I just mentioned him. Jean-Michel Siri.
Yeah.
To Fulham.
Yeah.
Good player. Think he could be one of those. I don't want to put him up on a pedestal yet.
Right.
Because we don't know. But could end up being one of those Mahrez/Conte kind of Leicester players.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, whoa, they're pretty good.
Right.
And then they move on to, obviously, Mahrez now at City. Mm. He could be one to watch because you don't know really what he's going to do.
I mean, you could pick anybody in the people who played like the front 8 for City.
Yeah.
So you can watch them.
Liverpool.
De Bruyne is so great. Oh, man, we forgot to talk about the World Cup 11 that they put out, which was bonkers.
Which was a joke.
Which was bonkers.
What a joke. Did they watch it?
Outrageous. How?
Neymar was in it.
Neymar. I know.
It's how on earth?
Crazy.
Like, I love Neymar, but what? How? How
was
he in that?
Great. And Coutinho was on it.
Coutinho, and I mean, they didn't put De Bruyne on it.
That's the biggest injustice.
And John Stones wasn't on it, and he had an incredible World Cup.
Very strong in the back.
So
that was a quick bit about that. We could have saved it for the next segment, in our segment.
But whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, the last player I'd say is probably Yuri Tielemans, plays for Monaco, had a good World Cup for Belgium. He's young. He's probably going to be one of their stars in the next one. So, got to watch.
I would say watch.
I don't think he'll stay at Monaco long.
Watch,
I think he'll
try to keep an eye out for any young American in Europe. Pulisic, Sargent, Weston. Well, not really Weston McKennie.
Yeah, McKennie's starting.
Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams. No, wait. He's over here.
He's over here at the moment.
Is he over here? Okay, he's over here at the moment. I think he's going to get loaned out.
But, hopefully.
Yes. Anywhere.
Sargent's his first year as a top player, like at the senior level.
It'll be hard to watch him because I think he's in the Eredivisie.
Sargent? No, he plays for...
No, he's in Werder Bremen. I was thinking Miazga's in Eredivisie.
Well, we don't know where he's at yet. He was just at Eredivisie. Now he's back at Chelsea.
Oh, is he at Chelsea?
Because he's a lone player. There's a Cameron Carter-Vickers, obviously. He plays to Tottenham, going to get loaned out.
Right.
Eric Palmer-Brown's a City guy. I think he's loaned out to somewhere in the Eredivisie as well. Just a lot of Americans to watch out for this year, just kind of scattered.
They're scattershot across Europe.
Which is good. Good problem to have.
Yes, it's very good. Where are we now?
Where are you from?
Where are you from? Oh, well, just read our bios.
I mean, yeah, originally from...
I'm from here in Indianapolis,
Oxford,
Indiana.
And then moved here, and then that's it.
Yep, that one's easy. Favorite teams, I assume soccer clubs?
I put that's all it said. So.
Okay, favorite teams. Well, I like the Pacers and the Colts because I'm from Indianapolis. I like to watch the U.S. men's national team. I don't have a baseball team.
Probably for the best.
Well, I've said this before. Greg Maddux is my cousin, so I would always root for the teams that he was playing for. But now I don't have one, so I just don't watch baseball.
You're a big baseball announcer guy. What he does?
No, he's in the Texas Rangers pitching staff.
So you're a big Texas Ranger pitching staff.
I'm really into the Texas Rangers bullpen.
Exclusively.
And then soccer clubs. I mean, I guess City, just because you have brainwashed me so much.
That's because every Saturday morning for 4 years in college, I forced you to watch it. It'd be like 6 a.m. I'd be like, hey, man, TV's going to be on. You go, ooh.
I like to root for Messi. But I don't really have clubs. I don't really have clubs. I just like to watch great soccer. And there's plenty of it.
Well, I guess for me, Man City, obviously. Ole Miss and anything.
Oh, also IU.
There you go. That's good. I like the Braves in baseball. I can't say I follow them as closely as I did.
Saints.
Saints and the Grizz. Go Grizz. Grit and grind. Jaren Jackson, baller.
That's right.
Best show on Netflix? That's tough.
Best show on Netflix. BoJack Horseman is great.
I like it's Last so Chance depressing. You a lot.
You do like, yeah, okay. That's a different sort of segment than that.
Yeah. I like Last Chance You. I mean, obviously, comedy-wise, I really like a lot of stuff.
They've got great specials that come out.
Yeah.
The most recent, I mean, John Mulaney's specials on Netflix are all great.
Yeah. Mulaney's, those are good.
Very funny. Oh, Hello, which is John Mulaney and Nick Kroll. My brother has literally watched that like 8 times.
I've watched it twice because it came out last summer, and I like it was pretty funny.
It is very funny.
I don't know. That's probably good.
That's a
tough ask.
None of them are like in season right now.
So I mean, if you want to go like, what do I watch every day? I don't really watch anything every day anymore, but The Office or Parks and Rec or like, if you're bored at night, go-tos.
Oh, I just watched a really great documentary last night. It was about Voyager. I think Voyager's last mission. The Voyager spacecraft that we built, actually.
Currently watching Gangs of New York, the movie. Never seen it before.
It's pretty good. It's not Scorsese's best film. I've
never seen it.
I just watched Shutter Island the other day.
Oh, not bad.
That one's pretty good, too.
It's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
That was for a loop.
I will say that the best part about Gangs of New York is Daniel Day-Lewis, because that's always the best thing in a Daniel Day-Lewis movie.
If you spoil that for me.
What? Daniel Day-Lewis? yes, I would suggest you look up that documentary, because it's very fascinating. It's about the 70s space program.
Anyway.
I like space. Why don't we do more out there?
Favorite hobby outside of soccer.
I guess.
I love sleeping.
Video games, I guess, because we talk. That's one of the main
Video space. Games, sleeping.
We got another cranker on here. Cranker? Whoa. A long one.
But no, I like.
We're not going to cut it short.
I actually like going to like movies, like in theaters. I do like doing that.
We just talked about Hereditary. That was a great movie.
It's like a different experience where you don't get like at home.
With the new chairs now, it's really good.
Oh, it's amazing.
When there was the old chairs and they were like tiny chairs and you sat all together, it was kind of a bother. But now they've got like $5 movies on Tuesdays and these beautiful, relaxing chairs that you can lean back.
I guess I like writing and basketball.
Oh, I guess I should say music, because that was my degree.
There you go.
I have a degree in music composition.
You also started creating that video game.
Yeah. I said video games.
Whoa. Go-to equipment in soccer training or games. Oh, I guess it goes with the next one. Best training equipment. Right now, I'm being sent something from Score Sports. Shout out Score. But for like hurdles and ladders.
Okay.
And like cones. So, I mean, I don't necessarily use a lot of training equipment, but I mean, anytime it's like that, I do appreciate it.
I like
skills. I used SKLZ skills. They have a goal shot. You put on the goal.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Pinpoints the corners.
Yeah, that's been
those
nice.
Are good.
They've got a little passing stand I have.
Because one thing that people get wrong about soccer is if you place it, you don't need to have as much power.
Yeah. So
if you can get your shot under control, you don't need to blast it all the time.
I guess I always bring a roller now, like the roller for like your muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm 24 and old, and I have a bum hip right now, so I have to roll that area, yeah.
I should probably roll my thigh, because I got this. I picked up in high school when I was playing soccer. I picked up a strain right here on my thigh.
I think it's just called your bones.
No, it's like it got torn or something, and it doesn't like hurt a ton, but it impedes me from kicking full power a lot. And even if I stretch it still does it.
Well,
I probably just have a debilitating cancerous knot in my thigh or something.
It'll
spread. Get in my bones.
best trainers, and I put in quotes shoes, because
I'm guessing that means non-cleats.
Oh, dude, I'm not like a...
Not, he's not a sneaker.
Like, head. I like sneakers, like how they look and stuff, but I'm not one that like goes out and buys like Toppins.
I am the worst person to ask this about because I've bought the same shoe since probably middle school. I've bought Campus SK shoes from Adidas. They're black. They're blasé. They've got three stripes. They're for skateboarding, even though I don't skate. It's because they're nice and fat and they're cushiony.
True.
And I keep them all. I have them all with me still, and I don't have a problem.
I don't know, man. I guess I always end up going back to like a Roche, like a Roshe run.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it just depends. Like, I always appreciate something with Adidas Boost.
Yeah.
Because I've got the...
last running shoes I bought were...
I have a pair of NMDs. I just don't wear them as much, which are like the cool brand, I guess.
Another reason why I'm the worst person, the last pair of running shoes I bought, I think were Asics, which are pretty much old people shoes.
See, I'm not like... I'll buy them if I like how they look. And I can wear them with a lot, like they're like navy or gray, like I've got those like Magista.
Street shoes.
Those cleats. Are comfy. Well, they're not cleats. They're just lifestyle shoe.
Oh, are they? I thought they were cool. For like indoor or something.
Nah, why would I wear those?
I don't know.
Come on. Anyone that wears indoor shoes, like soccer shoes, come on.
Always ready to go. Always ready to go.
Yeah, like we get it. We get it. You play. Like, that's just overkill.
I actually bought a
pair. Those are the same people.
I bought a pair of indoor shoes for
indoor soccer.
For indoor soccer.
Yeah, that's different. I'm saying like you wear them like casually.
No, I don't wear them.
Like I've seen people that wear like the soccer type pants, like a Ronaldo jersey, which they're all gonna go get Juventus jerseys now.
No, did you see that video of the transforming the white?
It doesn't look bad.
It looks pretty good. I mean, except for the fact that it's obviously electrical tape.
Worst cleat.
Whew. There were those ones that you got from the people who have a great thing. The yellow ones.
Oh yeah, Just Play.
Just Play cleats.
Like, okay, shout out to Just Play.
Great cause.
Because it's an incredible cause where like they give cleats.
It was
like,
their first, it was like Toms for cleats.
Yeah.
It was their first boots that they ever made. And they looked pretty cool.
They looked good.
We actually played a pickup game of soccer, and people were like, ooh, where did you get those boots? They're like, wow, those are nice looking boots.
Which was crazy because I had just, like, it was a halftime.
Yeah.
And I switched into, like, some Nike Mercurials. High-end, and no one asked.
No one asked
They were
then.
Just like, what are those? Like, but when I wore those, they're like, whoa, those look cool.
Yeah.
And they weren't good.
But I wore them for like an hour, and they gave me a huge blister. They hurt. My feet raw. They were,
and like I told
they
them,
were
I was
also
like,
quite heavy.
I was like, they're not great, but you know, I appreciate what you do.
Right.
Like, they're not something I would wear. Like,
no.
Especially they're asking like $80 or Ooh. Something like that. I was like, if you asked like 40.
I mean, I'm sure Tom's first shoes were not very good either.
Well, I told him, I was like, if you asked like 40 right now and then improved, I mean, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
So I haven't kept up with them. Worst brand, like, overall, I'm going to answer the best as well. The best at the moment, probably Adidas is killing it lately. Nike always kills it. I personally like Puma stuff because they're good to me. And
I mean, that was my favorite boot.
I personally like the Puma puts out a lot lately that just gets overlooked, even though it's nice. So I'd say Puma.
They're my favorite.
My least favorite is crud, man.
Under Armour.
Yeah. They're just like...
They haven't figured it out yet.
They keep putting out like boots where you're like, this should be good, but it's not.
Yeah.
So yeah, Under Armour, especially given how much money they have, come on, how do you not make a decent... All you have to do is put a nice synthetic upper, make it kind of thin... Structurally make it sound around the base where it can split instead of putting a zipper on it.
Zipper?
You haven't seen those?
No.
Yeah, they have a zipper on their boot.
That seems very like a very bad idea.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, zipper. You were going to say Puma.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have. You're the guy who needs to be talking about the brand things. But yeah, I like Puma just because I don't want to say Adidas or Nike. And then I said Under Armour. That was the first thing that came to my mind when I thought about a bad brand. Because you're not going to pick like a weird off brand like Just Play to say that. Because don't need to put them on blast because they're nice people.
Ironically, it's one of those things where I could have said like a smaller brand like Concave. Mm-hmm. But I like their stuff. They really are pretty good. They're just small.
Right.
So, like, one of their... And, like, New Balance puts out good stuff.
They,
like,
just got into the game, and they're first...
Well, they used to be Warrior, and they were okay.
Well, they're a lacrosse brand who got into soccer.
Yeah,
right?
And yeah. Now they... New Balance was like, hey, let's really go for this. And now they've got... They're pretty good. Hmm. So... Can't complain.
And that was, and then the next thing on here is Think That's Enough. So I think that's enough questions.
I wrote that down because I was like, that's probably good.
All right. What was the name of this segment?
It was going to be...
Cues for Use?
Cues... I don't know. Maybe we should wrap up this segment.
Cues from Use.
And we'll call it, you know?
Well, we got just a... We'll cover the next couple things very quickly because we are... Boy, howdy. We are long again today. We just miss talking to you guys so much.
Cut this out.
next thing we'll skip the beefs. Well, no, we'll quick beef one.
Liverpool beef. You guys are terrible because you made fun of City for so long about spending money, and then you went and spent like 80 mil on a goalkeeper.
This is the name of the segment is a pot of beefs.
Like, it's why don't we just call it beef stew?
A pot of beef stew.
I don't like the. Ooh, pod.
Pod.
Of I thought you said pot. Nah, like, that's a dumb. It's a you know what? I like it.
A pod of beef stew.
I like it. I'm in.
My beef is with the other Meet Me in the Middle podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, they know we're out there.
All you had to do was do a quick Google search. You would have found that we are Meet Me in the Middle, and we are a podcast, and we already existed long before you did because you just started your podcast in March. So get your act together, other Meet Me in the Middle podcast.
We're coming at you.
Get out of our territory.
We're coming at you.
Get out of our territory.
We're gathering our lawyers as we speak.
All you had to do was go to iTunes, type in Meet Me in the Middle podcast, and then you would have seen us there. But you just went ahead and did it anyway. That's not cool, bros.
I'm getting my lawyer.
Not cool. All right, that was my pot of beef. Next up.
Great.
Thank you. Video game review, preview review for you by me.
We gotta make this quick.
No, well, this isn't actually it's not really a preview review, because the game has been out for forever. It's
No Man's Sky. Like 3 years.
Yeah. The problem is that No Man's Sky should have come out for $20 as a pre-release beta. And it should have been in this stage for the last, since it's been out. I think it was 2 years.
Yeah.
And they're now releasing something called No Man's Sky Next, which is what everybody wanted originally. It is a cooperative multiplayer in the same universe, which is a great universe. Like, it's very cool. But exploring it alone for hours on end is very difficult. And having to find all those things by yourselves was very difficult. So now you can get together from the video that we watched. It seems that you can get a squad of like 5 people. You can build your base. You can go out. Everybody collects the separate elements. They bring it back together, and then you can craft things as a group, I think is what's going to end up happening. Because as of right now, you have to go and trek across planet after planet, finding resources that you need. And it's very difficult. Especially if you play on survival mode. That's really tough.
I haven't played it in a while. I used to have it. Used to play a good bit.
I showed him the video this time, so he knows what I'm talking about.
It looked pretty cool. I'll say
it looked like what we wanted originally.
Yeah, well, it looked like what they promised. Yeah. So I have, like, if that's what they release, I'll consider getting it again.
There you go.
And that says a lot, because I usually buy like 1 or 2 games every year.
Right. And
FIFA, always got to get.
Always got to get FIFA.
Always. And then this last year, I got 2K. I got it late, but it's I got fun. 2K.
It's just a fun game, you know?
I always have Grand Theft Auto.
He buys and sells it all the time.
Sometimes you gotta...
Sometimes you gotta hide it.
But you gotta... You drop my phone. Sometimes you gotta just go with the flow and, you know, get a helicopter and fly around the city, jump out, race the helicopter to the ground.
And then just...
No. You always parachute at the right time. Gross. That's enough.
I'm a Foley artist. All right. So you can follow us on Twitter, and you can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on SoundCloud. We are Meet Me in the Middle. You can search for that. We are Meet Me underscore Middle on Twitter and on Instagram.
Whoa.
I figured that out. you can our website. We put articles on there every now and then. MeetMeInTheMiddle.co. Our Patreon at patreon.com/MMITM. We have 2 shirts on sale right now.
Boom.
On Custom Ink. You go to custominc.com/fundraising/ MMITM1, that is for the Meet Me in the Middle shirt. That has, I think, about 2 weeks left before it goes out. We've sold a couple already, so that's cool. Then you can go to custominc.com/fundraising/F... What? Boot? And that is a football boot review shirt. We haven't sold any of those yet, but that still has like a month.
Hey!
That still has a good while to go.
You know what I mean? I mean this in a nice way. But guys, I have gotten so many people go, can I have one for free?
They're both $15. Shipping is a little bit, but the shirt itself is $15. And that's not...
They're $25 shirts for 15 bucks.
Right, yeah. Well, it's 20 bucks with the shipping. I know. I can't do anything about that, though. That's not, yeah. But it's you can go... You go buy $20 t-shirts from places all the time. Graphic tees for $20. And, you know, this is the same thing, only it's from us. So you can go check that out. PayPal is what? MMITM.hands, which is hand...
H and Z.
Yes, H and Z. That's a better way to put it. So MMITM.hand.z at gmail.com. That's also on PayPal. We're both on the Cash App. I am # Xander Fadley, and he is #HSYork33.
That's me.
I think you can follow us on... You can catch us on Stitcher, which is one of the people we do ads for. They don't pay us for it, but we still do the ad.
They will.
They probably won't. And you can leave us a rate and review on iTunes. Meet Me in the Middle on iTunes. Actually, it's called Apple Podcasts. I figured that's actually like the way you're supposed to say it. It's Apple Podcasts, which is a mouthful. So I prefer to say iTunes.
Mouthful.
Well, this entire podcast has been a mouthful. My mouth is filling with spittle. So gross. I think we need to swallow that and get out of here. How'd you hear the last word in this episode?
Whoa! I don't want to blow it. Goodbye. Have a good day.
Hold on, I got it. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.